KJAN Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's 40 degrees here at the KJAN studios in Atlanta. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. For today, we do look for some early morning fog, otherwise should be mostly sunny, with a high near 76 degrees here in Atlantic. In the news this morning, the Atlantic School Board will hold two sessions on Tuesday in the High School Media Center. First session begins at 6:45, following the standard roll call procedure and approval of the agenda. The board will move into a closed session. When they return to an open session, the board will act on approving a recommendation for termination of employment. No other details are currently available with regard to the affected employee. At 7:30, the board will hold a work session during which they will discuss the Atlantic Middle School building leadership team and matters pertaining to the school board meeting scheduled to take place on March 29th. Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday accepted a letter of resignation from Jerry Putnam, a member of the Cass County Veterans Affairs Commission for the past 12 years. The resignation is effective immediately. Putnam's replacement is expected to be appointed during the board's next meeting on March 30th. The supervisors on Wednesday also discussed a revision to the county's cellular phone policy. The matter was taken under advisement until their next meeting. In other business, the board next Friday will review appointments to the local Emergency Management Planning Council. Vendors from all over the area will be in Harlan this weekend for the 26th Annual Home, Garden, and Living Show. In fact, over 40 vendors are expected to bring their wares for your garden, home, and lifestyle. The theme for this year's event is red, white, and blue. The show at the Veterans Auditorium in Harlan is sponsored by the Harlan Newspapers. The paper's Al Hazelton says one thing that's changed over the years is how much technology is coming to the show.
One of the things about our show is that it really appeals to all ages. So the kids that come to our show really have a good time, and they get to register for some great prizes like radio control, really nice, not just little car, a nice big F-150 Ford truck or bicycle, flying discs, just lots of different toys and things that we're giving away. Plus, all of the exhibitors, or most of the exhibitors, run their own drawings also.
The Home, Garden, and Living Show begins this evening. As Hazelton says, admission to the show is free.
There's no admission charge to get into the show. The hours are, again, the same as they always have been. It's 5 o'clock Saturday night, the 24th of March this year, till 8:30, and then noon to 4 on Sunday. Every year we have some people that say, why don't you expand the hours? And this just works really well.
Also in the news this morning, the Union Pacific Railroad Museum in Council Bluffs is putting a vintage baggage car on the rails again to use as a traveling exhibit as the railroad celebrates its 150th anniversary this year. The baggage car, dubbed Promontory, was built in 1962 as a postal storage car. Union Pacific has turned it into a traveling museum highlighting its history since 1862. It includes 13 large graphics, an interactive touchscreen, and artifacts from the railroad's museum. The baggage car is named for the Promontory Summit in Utah, the site selected for joining of the Union Pacific and the Central Pacific Railroads back in 1869. The traveling exhibit, which will visit 27 towns, is a smaller version of the Building America exhibit, which will open at the museum later in May. In state news today, a man who grew up in eastern Iowa could be the next leader of the World Bank. President Obama has nominated Jim Yong Kim to be president of the World Bank, an international institution last year that loaned nearly $60 billion to support the development in third world countries. Kim was born in Seoul, South Korea in 1959. When Kim was 5 years old, he moved with his family to Muscatine, and President Obama suggests Kim was something of a child prodigy in Muscatine.
Jim went on to become the president of his high school class, the quarterback of the football team, the point guard of the basketball team. I just found out he is a 5 handicap in golf. I'm a little resentful about that last item, but he does it all.
In the 1990s, during his work in Peru, Dr. Kim helped pioneer a cure for tuberculosis that could not be treated with certain types of drugs.
Jim has truly global experience. He's worked from Asia to Africa to the Americas, from capitals to small villages. His personal story exemplifies the great diversity of our country and the fact that anyone can make it as far as he has, as long as they're willing to work hard and look out for others. and his experience makes him ideally suited to forge partnerships all around the world.
Before going to Harvard's faculty and then on to Dartmouth, Kim was director of the HIV/AIDS Department in the World Health Organization. Occupy Des Moines protesters gathered in front of the state capitol in Des Moines yesterday evening to voice their concerns over numerous education-related issues being debated in state, including state funding for online education provided by private companies. The Des Moines Register reports in its Saturday edition that the biggest concern raised by speakers and the audience was the funneling of state money toward online academies rather than public schools. A provision in the education reform bill allows up to 900 Iowa students to be enrolled in for-profit online academies administered by local districts. The bill also addresses teacher preparation and teacher and student evaluation. A federal judge has tossed out the death sentence of an Iowa woman who helped her boyfriend kill five people in 1993. Court records say U.S. District Judge Mark Bennett on Thursday vacated Angela Johnson's sentences of death but upheld her convictions. Bennett cited errors by Johnson's attorneys. Johnson was convicted in 2005 in the drug-related slayings of three adults and two children near Mason City. Bodies were found in 2000. The judge says prosecutors have 60 days to either request a sentencing hearing or withdraw their intent to seek the death penalty, so the court could impose life sentences instead. Johnson was sentenced to death in four of the killings and given a life sentence for the fifth. Taking a look now at our funeral announcements here on KJAN. 73-year-old Ronald Lee Jacobson of Harlan died on February 20th in Texas. Funeral services for Ronald Jacobson will be held this morning at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 61-year-old Lynn Dale Jonk of Council Bluffs died on February 21st at home. Memorial services for Lynn Dale Jonk will be held this morning at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. 27-year-old Danielle Cherry of Greenfield lost her fight with cancer on Tuesday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of Life services for Danielle Cherry will be held this morning at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 94-year-old Wanda Penfold of Tempe, Arizona, and formerly from Coon Rapids, died on Monday. Services for Wanda Penfold will be held this morning at 11 a.m. at the Coon Rapids Methodist Church. Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. 87-year-old Darlene May Carney of Oakland died on Wednesday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Darlene Carney will be held this afternoon at 1:30 at the Oakland Congregational Church. Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. 98-year-old Vera Pearl Mevis of Chicago died on Tuesday at her home. Graveside services for Vera Pearl Mevis will be held this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Shelby Cemetery. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 81-year-old Janelia Copenhaver of Griswold died on Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for Janelia Copenhaver will be held this afternoon at 4 p.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. 59-year-old Pamela Jurgensen of Manila died on Thursday at the Manning Regional Hospital. The massive Christian burial service for Pamela Jurgensen will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila is in charge of the arrangements. 87-year-old Iola M. Nelson of Exira died on Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Iola Nelson will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. 69-year-old Carla Bruner of Atlantic died on Wednesday at the Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Carla Bruner will be held Monday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 67-year-old Byron Glenn Martin of Avoca died on Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Byron Glenn Martin will be held on Monday at 1:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. 84-year-old Arlene Parenti LeClaire of Lakeland, Florida, died on March 17th. Funeral services for Arlene LeClaire will be held Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Reformation Lutheran Church in Lakeland, Florida. Burial arrangements are pending at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 100-year-old Helen C. Dressler of Anita died on Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Helen Dressler are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. And 94-year-old Donald Kerr of Manila died on Friday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Donald Kerr are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. That's a look at our local and state news on KJAN and our funeral announcements. The SkyScan forecast is next.